we have got to jump into our next segment here on New Music Monday, which is our artist interview. And this week, Ashton did our interview. Ashton, you have got to tell me all about the interview you did this week.
I had the really awesome opportunity to interview a member of arguably my favorite band ever, Mom Jeans. I interviewed him, though, about his other band that he's in that I also love just as much, if not more. I've been so big on them. So, Sammy of Just Friends, I had the opportunity to talk to him. He's a bassist of Mom Jeans, lead singer of Just Friends. It was a super cool opportunity. I've gotten to interview him in the past, but this was a lot cooler. I got to talk to him about a lot more in-depth about Just Friends and especially the tour they're on right now. It was pretty cool.
Awesome. And you told me you might actually get to see them on this tour, right?
Yeah, this Saturday I will be in Joliet at the Forge seeing them on the Pure Noise Records tour with Microwave, Prince Daddy and the Hyena, and Ben Quad.
That is awesome. I'm so jealous of you. And we will come back and talk more about it, but we have got to get right into the interview with Just Friends.
All right. Hello, I am Ashton here with the WZND Music Department. I am talking to Sam Kless of Just Friends and maybe some other projects that you might have heard of, like Mom Jeans, maybe, possibly. All right, Sam, so what or who inspired you guys to start writing music?
For me, it's a couple. First, it's like my parents. They always played music in the house growing up ever since I was a kid. They got me into like Weezer and Red Hot Chili Peppers when I was really young. My dad was in a band in college. Then when I kind of discovered my own music and stuff, it's definitely this guy named John Langan. He's in a band called Pleasant Thoughts now, but growing up, his band was called The Motorcycle Industry. They were a band from NYU that got really popular, and then he gave the music thing up right at the height of their popularity to move back to California and get a real job. And then I would probably say Joyce Manor. Seeing Joyce Manor when I was 17 or 18 years old like changed my life. I learned how to like write songs, copying their stuff, and that's how I started Just Friends. This is like a Joyce Manor cover band, so yeah.
That rules. Always cool to hear about like other bands kind of within the same stratosphere, how much they inspire people to start going at it.
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, it's all part of the community, you know what I mean? Like, you know, the music community and the scene, I guess people say that kind of stuff. It's really important to me. It's really important to a lot of people. So it's really cool to like see how interconnected everything is.
For sure. So this one, I have some actual, like this question holds some weight for me too, because I've been really yearning and wondering about this. What would you describe the genre of Just Friends? Like what genre of music does Just Friends make?
I would say that at the heart of it, we're a punk rock band. I also like the blanket term power pop. That's like the style, like the root of all my songwriting is in power pop, which is, you know, Weezer and, you know, The Cars, Teenage Fan Club, like, you know, like very, very guitar driven pop music. And power pop can be a lot of everything. We definitely dip into a lot of other genres, such as like funk and R&B and hip hop and like, you know, everything that we like. We have seven members, you know, a million members that all are incredible songwriters and musicians. And a lot of the band has come from like jazz and marching band backgrounds too. So we have a huge melting pot of influences, but also a lot of people call us just like party music. You know, there's something I think about even the first record, which has incredibly sad lyrics, you know, about being young and stuff. It's like the music is so fun. And I think that's something that emo music as well, like I think that we could be put into that genre too. It's emotional because even simpler songs, you know, such as like, you know, Fever or something, like you could say that's an emotional song.
Real. All right. With you guys being such a big band and like having so many members, what brought you guys together and what's kept this as like the core like lineup of Just Friends? Because Just Friends has gone through a lot of like different lineups of like who plays and everything. So what has brought this to be like the lineup of Just Friends?
Well, we all originally met like our like high school music program, marching band and jazz band. And then Ben, our drummer, was in the neighboring high school marching band, jazz band, you know, got kicked out of the drum line. But, you know, we can save that story for another day. Bron was in color guard, you know, Brandon and Yanko, they were, you know, my best friends, and they were also in the neighboring school. So like where we're from, and I think that shines in like to what the, you know, ethos of the band being from like the Bay Area and East Bay and stuff, being proud of where you're from, and that brought us together. And I think just overall, like this is, you know, we're like a family, and like you know, I know it's a red flag whenever like workplaces are like, we're a family, but it's like, you know, these are my best friends. We've worked really hard and tried to work together and understand each other, and that comes with a lot of ups and downs. Whatever the band band looks like in, you know, a year to 20 years. It's like we're still all going to be playing music and being friends, you know, getting up to all the stuff that we get up to, you know what I mean? I've known Brandon since the first grade, so. And I think it's just the dedication to each other and the dedication to the music, you know? We've had a, you know, the core members of the band have always been there, and we've always had a people along for the ride, like on either like songwriting, touring, behind the scenes, like Eric, for example. Like he's toured with us a bunch, played with us a bunch from even the beginning, also helped write some of our most successful and fun songs. Like he helped write Zaza, he helped write Shine and Love Letter on that record. But yeah, it's like, you know, but he doesn't necessarily go on tour with us too much anymore. You know, Bart for the same thing, Mom Jeans, Corey for Prince Daddy and the Hyena, he played bass for us for a while on a tour. You know, there's a lot of cast of characters coming in and out of the thing, but the core members of the group are, you know, have always been there.
Yeah, with the mention of Prince Daddy and the Hyena and Corey, how cool is it to be on the Pure Noise Records tour right now with Ben Quad, Prince Daddy and the Hyena, and Microwave? How cool is that?
I think it's really beautiful to be reunited with our friends. Last time Just Friends and Prince Daddy were playing a tour together was 2017, when we were playing houses and basements and anything you could imagine that or a show wouldn't happen. So to have people be able to like come to a venue and see the show and us be able to still be together and be friends and, you know, reunite, that's beautiful. Ben Quad, soup, it's our first time meeting them, and you know, we've been friendly online with them, and it's just a beautiful thing to meet people. This, you know, being a band for so long, keep meeting new awesome people. Microwave too. Mom Jeans has toured with Microwave a handful of times, and it's cool to, you know, like they took us, like they're taking Just Friends on tour. Mom Jeans took them on tour. It's cool to, like, you know, just create this, like, you know, little fun community that we got. Hey, we're Just Friends, and you're listening to our song Fever here on 103.3 WZND's New Music Monday.
Thank you.
We talked a little bit earlier about you, obviously everybody in this band super close, known each other for a really long time. Where did the name come from? Like, we know you're friends. Like, how did you like land on just like, nope, just friends. That's it.
Ovi and I were in jazz band together, and I was like a section leader, and I was like I originally majored in college in jazz, so it's like my whole life. And our band director tried to make an example out of, or like used me to make an example, and he was just like, and we were playing this Just Friends, the Doc Stevenson Tonight Show band version, and the song Just Friends is one of my favorite jazz songs ever. A million different beautiful versions, and my band director was like, I wasn't paying attention or whatever, but he didn't notice that. You think, Sam? I was just like, yeah, Just Friends, one of the greatest jazz standards of all time. And then Ovi thought it was the funniest thing ever, until this day, all these years later, still makes fun of me for it. And so I was like, if I ever started like this originally started as a solo project. Like, it was called Sam Klesh. It was called Sam Klesh Nation, hashtag Sam Klesh Nation. And then I really wanted to be in a band with Ovi and all my friends. So we're like, oh, let's use Just Friends. Good name.
That's awesome. All right. What has been your favorite memory with Just Friends? Whether it be like writing music together or playing shows, like what has been your most formative memory with this group?
I mean, that's such a complex question. I can't really put like one specific moment, but I think I can look to when we recorded Gusher. We went to, you know, we lived our dream. Like, we had somebody else pay for it. We lived and breathed our music and our friendships and our lives for an entire month, 3,000 miles away from home, and we made a record every single day with one of the best engineer producers ever walked the earth, and we made such a beautiful record and gave it everything we got. We like built songs from the ground up. We had songs already, like, it was like everything you'd imagine. Got to have, take a break from the real world and just be creative together, and it was such a beautiful time, and we made a really amazing record that I'm so proud of. That memory, I can't even just I can't leave it on that one, because that one doesn't include our tour manager Kiki, because he wasn't there. But I can just think of moments after shows, you know, on the Hot Mulligan tour, where, like, you know, we find out how well we did in merch and how well, like, the crowd response was and everything. And we're, like, driving to go get, you know, some sort of food after the show. And we're all just, like, celebrating, having such a good time, partying in the Hyatt, you know, afterwards. I don't know. I just, I love my friends and I love this band. Like I said, whatever it looks like and whenever it's like, I used to be really afraid of, like, the band ending or, like, things changing and, like, you know, that jeopardizing my ability to do this band with everyone. And now I'm not too scared of that at all, because I know that whatever happens, we're always going to be, you know, together, making music, being creative, having fun.
That's so wholesome. So wholesome. So amazing.
Thank you.
Thank you so much to Just Friends for being our interview this week. Ashton, you have got to tell me more about how this interview went.
It was really, really cool. I mean, just getting on a Zoom and talking to someone whose music I appreciate so much is always really cool. I have the oddest friendship with Sammy that I just gained through some odd ways. I went to so many Mom Jeans show in such a short time span. I went to like 4 of their shows in like 2 or 3 years. It got to the point where I was in the front at one of them, and from then on, like at the first one and from then on out, he would always recognize me and come up to me and talk to me. And we ended up being like mutuals on Instagram. And when I needed like advice about music, or I wanted to talk to him about like what's going on, like what are you guys making next? What's the next tour? Like what's the vibe? I'd just message him, and we just kept keeping in touch. And eventually now I have like his phone number, and I get to interview him for stuff, and I get little insider information from him. And it's actually pretty cool, is like him and Harrison Gordon of Bloomington Normal are now friends too. So I've created this weird little web of people I know that make awesome music that I love, that I'm also just friends with.
That is so cool. And I know you've seen Mom Jeans, but have you gotten to see Just Friends perform yet? Or is this going to be your first time?
This will be my first time, and I'm so excited. I actually was like a late bloomer when it came to Just Friends. I was a big Mom Jeans fan. I knew who Just Friends were, but I didn't listen to them like at all. Until I was just like, okay, I gotta try it, you know, I gotta see what they sound like. And they had a song called Zaza in the Sun, and when that came out, I started just listening to that a bunch, and I loved it. So then I started doing a deep dive, and I was like, oh my lord, I've been missing out so bad.
Yeah, that is so cool, and I think they definitely gained some new fans around the station here. We all absolutely loved that song, but you were telling me they all sound kind of a little bit different. What do you think is like an overall sound, or is it all just kind of mixed up?
You know, in their bio on Instagram, or maybe it's on Spotify, one of the two, They describe themselves as party music or like dancing music. That's like the best way I could describe it. It is such a feel good vibe, like through and through. They'll change like their sound, like their first record sounds has a lot of those emo sounds that its contemporaries in that area. They're like a very much Bay Area band. They worked with people from Prince Daddy and the Hyena. A lot of members of Mom Jeans were in there. A lot of people from California that made alternative and like indie music were involved with Just Friends somehow. So they kind of took a lot of that emo sound at first, and they've slowly found their own kind of odd, almost like ska influence. Yeah. They have a lot of horns going on. It's really cool. They have a male singer and a female singer, and even then it changes a lot. Like, it's not just Sammy singing or Braun singing. It's like so many different people. So that's really cool also.
Yeah, that's sweet. And I know you're seeing them soon. Do you have like a song you're most excited to see live?
I am so hyped to hear them play Welcome Mats. Welcome Mats is such a cool song to me. It's been one that's like meant a lot to me since I found it. So I'm really excited to hear it live. And I hope Sammy doesn't like rupture any vocal cords while singing. It's crazy, crazy vocal performance on that one.
For sure. Well, I have got to hear all about the show after you go. But big shout out to Just Friends for being our local artist interview this week.